You're going to see all the emotions.
Things got a little crazy at times.
And yes, there are some tears.
It wasn't rainbows. It wasn't butterflies. It is gut-wrenching. It is hard, and it only gets harder. This whole entire thing wasn't always pretty. Here's the thing. I wasn't the perfect bachelor.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Taylor.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, everybody on the internet.
Yeah. What's up?
You know, I survived.
Hanging. You know, that was,
You know, before we get into anything, let's address the important issue about this season. I have a beard again.
These
people don't know.
Yeah, just in case. They can't see me. And I want to make sure that also everybody knows that when Adam grows a beard,
Most of a beard.
There's something questioning about the beard. There's a bit of an inflection when it comes to the beard. You see, part of Adam's beard doesn't connect.
I have a beard?
You have a beard? So I think it's topical. You know, it's the winter time. Colton has a beard that also doesn't connect. So I
but
think
his doesn't connect
you...
on both sides. Mine connects right on one side, not the other.
I know, and that is a choice that you have made.
Not a choice. That is genetic. That is in there.
You're right.
23 and
you're right.
Most of me.
Excuse me.
22 and a half and me of my beard connects.
Excuse me. That is not a choice, the fact that your beard doesn't connect. But the fact that you have not chosen my preferred style, which is a mustache and stubble a la Henry Cavill from one of the best action movies of this summer, Mission Impossible.
If I had 80 more pounds of muscle on my chest and upper body, I would do that. But I don't look like that.
Say it slow. But, you know, we could go in the right direction with, you know, a couple shears and some time on our hands.
No. I have a beard this season.
So, back into the show. Guys, I think 3 hours is a little excessive. You know, when I originally heard before
the show started. Don't soften the blow. 3 hours
no,
is
I'm
needless.
Trying to bring some context
to 3 hours
to it.
Is a crime.
I initially thought it was going to be 2 hours of the show and then an hour of commentary.
Mostly right.
Oh, God.
That's kind of right.
Ooh. Well, I mean, we all know that whenever we watch the show, that they don't even have 2 hours of content. They stretch out an hour of content and make it into two. And so the nerve of these people to give us 3 hours of nothing.
Boy, their extra content was really thin.
Like,
terribly thin.
If I had to see more ugly people.
Oh my God, so many ugly people were just getting engaged everywhere,
left
and right.
Everyone was ugly and everyone was getting
engaged. Yeah, they're like, we're going to go to watch parties. I don't know why The Bachelor wants to do this. They want to promote this myth that people still get together for live TV and not just watch it on DVR so they can skip through the commercials. And to do this, they're like, yeah, we have watch parties in LA and Dallas and Park City, Utah.
It is also very similar to me, and it is not lost on me that they go to these watch parties in the same way that, you know, people who are hosting like award shows or the Oscars parade famous people around in front of normal people. We don't need that. I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
Just show me the goods.
They're like,
get to the awards, people.
Here's two people you recognize from the show and 40 ugly people.
Ugh. God.
Including two couples who are about to get engaged on TV like it's some kind of thing. I don't care about these people.
And I, by the way, would also like to address that Chris Harrison said Lansing, Michigan is the heartland. Sir, as someone born in Michigan and raised in Ohio, I'll have you know that what you just said was horseshit.
What is the heartland of America?
I don't know, but it's not Michigan.
It might be Illinois. Central Illinois.
Don't do this.
Where I'm from.
Don't do this. Guys, the Lincoln Museum in Springfield, Illinois is just...
is the heartland of America.
It is tops. It is my favorite place. That and the San Diego Zoo, but we don't have to get into that right now.
So, we had an hour.
An hour.
60 minutes.
Oh, Father God.
Of just bouncing around from bachelor watch party to bachelor watch party. And this is like... They make such a big deal out of it, like 3 hour special, because we couldn't fit it all into 2 hours. We have all of this garbage. We've turned people you never wanted to see again into correspondents, and that's the best part.
Literally, the only person that they brought out during the show that I was excited to see, Leslie Murphy. CN was in the background for like a half a second.
She was on camera for like
one half a second. They flew her to Lansing, Michigan to be on television for half a second. And Ben Higgins showed up. And you know what? All three of those people did not speak during the 3 hours. The people I wanted to see didn't even talk.
No, these ugly people who are obsessed with the show because they don't have a life, however, they talked plenty.
The whole time.
These non-camera-ready people, they talked.
And then they ABC showed this tribute video about Chris Harrison that had no point, no plot, no nothing. It was basically a circle jerk for 3 whole minutes that was shown in front of Chris Harrison's mom.
It wasn't a circle jerk. That would imply that there are multiple people involved. This is Chris Harrison self-jerking. He put together, he commissioned this thing.
You know, he is a producer and then he set it up. So, yeah.
It's not like a surprise to him. He's like, oh, this? Never seen that before. Only gave it the green light yesterday.
Oh, my God.
So they do that.
And then he had the nerve to fake cry, please.
Yeah, whatever. He's an actor, too. In the middle of all this, one brief little touching moment about Colton growing up fat.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, guys.
Which makes a person great.
Let's give some context into how the order of things happened. So, at the beginning of the show, they set the stage, if you will, that this would be a big watch party with people all over the country, sure. Then we saw some kids of former Bachelor people. That was cute for, like, a second, because by then, we were 45 minutes into the show and we still hadn't seen anybody come out of a limo. And then we get to, let's learn a little bit more about Colton. Because granted, and I've said this to you, all of the things that we've heard about Colton have been through the eyes and the lens of other contestants on the show. Colton hasn't been able to tell his own story. And come to find out, he's a former fat kid. And you know how I feel about former fat kids.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It is definitely my kink. Now, if Colton had a dead parent, ooh, I'd be into it.
Or a special needs sibling.
Woo! Girl, man, see,
that's
girl.
That's both bases of you and me.
Wait a minute.
I'm so horned up.
But I raise you a special needs sibling with glasses.
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to be attracted to this.
I know, but I mean, I want to give you some options. So it seems like they're trying to create this narrative of Colton and who he is as part of the show. And thank God somebody's trying to do something, because that means it's almost time for the limos to start.
He wasn't always this 6'6", 250-pound, 0% body fat, Colton Destroyer of Worlds.
Yeah.
He was, at one point, just a fat kid.
Oh.
You know what?
The way you say it is so sweet.
A little bit of you sympathizes, right?
I know.
Right?
I do.
Makes you feel better about him.
There's kind eyes behind there. But I will say there are several things that I would have liked to have done that didn't include watching this whole monstrous garbage fire of a mess.
Like what? What could you have done for 3 hours tonight?
Oof.
Or any day.
You know what I probably could have done? I could have walked up and down the stairs in my own apartment building while it's raining to do laundry and continually forgetting.
Oh, that's brutal.
Wait a minute. And continuing to forget my keys every time I go downstairs, so I have to leave the door cracked. That's what I would rather have done.
I think I've said this before on our show, and I know I've said it before in real life. There are times, tonight especially one of them, I would rather watch Mad Max Fury Road on a TV in the next room, meaning not watch it at all, but just listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather do that than watch TV. On this particular episode of TV, it's sort of like monumental new heights of terrible. I would rather watch, and by watch I mean listen to. I would rather listen to somebody watching Mad Max Fury Road in the next room, except they're watching it on an iPad with headphones.
Oh, wow.
So I'm not even hearing the audio. I'm just hearing them squeal and scream and you know, giggle.
With surprise and delight.
I'd rather do that than watch a show.
I would rather sit down with Amy Adams and have a conversation about her entire lexicon of her work.
Oh. Your
after
nemesis.
Every single line that we've watched in all of her films and praise her. And then at the end of our conversation, say to her, I loved your work in the Superman movies.
Fine piece of film. The best piece of film. From one of America's greatest actresses.
Yes.
America's only great actress, you could say.
I would rather spend $500 on VIP to go see Ted Nugent. Okay? In the deep south. Okay? I would rather do that. This was horrible.
Do you remember our friend Bryden? I would rather have Bryden's stepmom give me a lifetime supply of haircuts using just a bowl and a pair of kitchen scissors that she pulled out of a chicken.
No, not
and did not wash.
Not kitchen scissors.
That's what I want.
The scissors
meat
that they
scissors.
Give. No, the scissors that they give kindergartners that are shaped like crayons. That's what I'm talking about.
A lifetime supply of haircuts.
Oh,
I would rather have
man.
Than watch this.
I would rather deep fry French fries and not have them completely fried and still be frozen.
Single
in the
fried.
Middle. Still be frozen
in
the middle
inhumane.
And eat those because that was the only option I had.
I would rather have all of my good connector plucked out of my beard and reattached into my bad connector so I get to experience all of the pain of having hair ripped out follicle by follicle and yet still not have the balance and the symmetry that would be provided of an actual dual connector set.
Okay, last one. This is my last one, and I promise. I would rather go to and sit front row at a performance of the Blue Man Group, sitting next to Sheldon from The Big Bang Theory.
And still Amy Adams.
And still Amy Adams. And I'm not talking about Jim Parsons, the person. I am talking about Sheldon, the character from The Big Bang Theory. No.
It's a terrible waste of a first hour of the show.
Sounds awful. So
there's one good bite is the like Colton used to be fat. Great. We need
great.
To know that. You could have done that on the regular 2-hour program. It took 10 seconds.
Listen, I could have got that video on Instagram and said, let's get right to the limos at 8 PM.
And then they immediately ruin it because he sits down with Chris Harrison and Chris Harrison's like, so used to be fat, how's that? And he's like, well, it's okay. And
it's okay.
And Chris Harrison's like, yeah. You're a virgin. Does that make you feel like you're not really a man or what?
That was
he literally
awesome.
Said that.
That was awesome. That was awesome. So now that we've sort of beat that dead horse.
Whoa. According to PETA, it's feed that fed horse.
Thank you so much for bringing that up because that was literally the worst thing
that
happened in 25
to Life does not condone animal cruelty.
No, no.
Although, if it's a dead horse, is that animal cruelty?
Well, how'd you kill it? Did you beat it?
Well, it's already dead. I mean, you don't beat it to death and then beat it. It's dead at the beginning of the anecdote.
I don't know. It seems like the anecdote leaves it up for interpretation.
No, I think it's beat a already, like, you just come
yeah,
across
well, yeah, the
a
horse
dead
is
horse,
dead, but, like,
you're like,
you
oh,
know,
man, how did this dead horse get here? Well,
it's
I guess
up
I can
to
beat
you
it.
How the horse died. Let's get into these hoes. I'm really excited.
So, yeah, for people who don't listen to our show, this is, the first episode is unlike all the other ones. It's a unique episode.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to run through 22 women who will remain after the first episode,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to talk about them and judge them instantly.
Right.
Most episodes, there's a structure, there are dates, there's the show starts at A and goes through B, C, D, E, whatever, and we just do that. But in this one, there's no structure. Like dogs without horses, everyone's just running around at this house and complaining, and we're judging them. So the entirety of our show for the first week, for just this week, is going to be us prejudging the women. So if you're following along at home, we'll put the link to our one pager at the bottom, and you should look intensely at these women while we talk about them, because I think that's really the only real way to take them in wholly.
Totally. And I like to play along at home and cross things off and, you know, make notes. So we are very in-depth when we talk about this show. The other thing I want to mention is that we usually do a segment called End of the Road in all of our episodes. And in this episode, we aren't doing one because who cares about the girls that went home tonight?
I care about Jane deeply.
How
could you throw the hottest woman off?
Yeah.
Is that serious?
When I heard her voice, I dialed it back a little bit.
Oh, man.
She did not have a great mouth. I need her to have a good mouth. She
I listen.
Not.
I was ooh wow. I'm
yeah.
just looking at the picture now. Even with the X through it, she's still hotter than anybody else.
Yeah, sure.
All right,
okay.
let's start alphabetically.
Let's
start at the beginning.
Do it. So first up is Alex B from Vancouver. She's a dog rescuer. Now, if you remember Alex, she was the one that was sick and couldn't really talk.
She had the cue cards.
Cue cards. Very tall. Very lean. She reminded me of.
Oh, you're forgetting her best feature.
Ugh,
my favorite feature of all hair.
Great head of hair.
Oh,
she reminded me
hair.
Of Ryan Starr Google it, from the one of the first seasons of American Idol. Really hot, long torso.
So she gets out there. She's talking to him later. Yeah. And like when you see the thing, you're like, she's 29 and a dog rescuer. Like, that's a fake job, right? Guess what?
Guess what?
She and her sister run their jobs. They run this dog rescuing thing. That's a real job for
her. I love it. I love it. And you know, Colton loves dogs.
Well, yeah, Colton's big into dogs. Everyone knows that.
Everybody knows
except
that.
For a handful of idiots like Demi. We'll get
don't
there.
Get me started on Demi.
Anyway, let's go to the next woman. It's Angelique, who is kind of a ghost because she wasn't actually on the show until the absolute end when she got a rose.
Oh my God, I forgot about her, and Adam had to be the one to tell me that she definitely is still on the show. Literally, we were watching the show. The limos were done. I was like, oh, we're missing a girl. Did Angelique ever come out? And Adam was like, yeah, girl, she did. I literally forgot her and wrote down, her hair is so short that I almost missed her.
I wrote down, they skipped her limo walkout. We only saw her walking away.
But they didn't skip it. Remember? Because now I remember she had the sparkly dress on. Hugged her and they were talking about the sequin.
They started the shot when she was already with Colton. They didn't show the walk out from the limo to him. That's the abbreviated version.
See, that's how bad this was that I don't even remember that.
She is a prime candidate to be removed next week, so let's just go to the next one.
Sorry, Angelique. Next up is Annie. We didn't see a lot from Annie tonight. She seems cute. She's very petite.
I have nothing to say about her. She's a tiny blonde thing, which happens.
Yeah.
She's a 23-year-old tiny blonde thing. She is like the prototypical bad bachelorette contestant.
I'd like to hear more about her being a financial associate.
She's only 23, so she probably just got out of school. She's probably somebody's intern.
This is probably her first job.
Yeah. Speaking of that,
I bet her credit's really good because she hasn't used a credit card.
She's probably got super rich parents.
Mm, on the table.
Let's go to Bree.
Yes.
Who did one thing, and it was fake have an Australian accent.
I've been watching this video of her introducing herself to Colton with a fake Australian accent for a week and a half on the internet. I'm over it.
That's all she did. She's like an airhead model from California. She's a fake Australian real model, but she's meatless.
Again.
Both literally and like there's nothing to her, and also she's like 18 pounds.
She looks like somebody that would model clothes on Revolve.com.
She probably is.
Yeah.
Let's keep it moving.
Next up is Kaylin. Kaylin is the Miss North Carolina 2018. Now, I liked her a lot. She reminds me of a not crazy Ashley from Sean Lowe's season. Got a similar face, sharp features.
Sharp
jaw. Cut in glass. She seems like a nice, sweet girl. I appreciate the pageant thing. She got a kiss. She got the first kiss tonight. She seemed pretty worldly for somebody who's 23. I'd like to hear about her getting jumped in Thailand.
She's allegedly the runner-up to Miss America?
USA.
Miss USA? I don't really pay attention to those things.
Yeah.
If
somebody knows, tell us.
Yeah, I think the other pageant queen said that she was the runner-up in the entire thing, so she is she is the better one.
Yes.
Kaylin's the better one. She had this little thing where she wore the Miss North Carolina sash.
Yes.
And then she turned it around and it said Miss Underwood.
Cute,
taken by that. That's a cute little thing
that was
to
cute.
Do. I don't think she's very attractive.
Really?
No, this is not, like, this does not do it for me.
One of the things that I will address about some of these girls as we continue on, they're very thin. You know, I like my
girls. That's because they're all 20.
I know. I like
their metabolisms are exploding as we talk.
I like my girls with a little meat on their bones, and this ain't it. Okay.
Yeah, no.
Next.
Speaking of people who don't have meat on their bones, this is somebody I love.
Oh my God, she's so cute.
This is Caitlin. She's just this little cute, hot dream pixie.
Very cute.
She's wearing the jumpsuit, right?
Yes, she had on the red jumpsuit. She did the cherry pop when she came out of the limo. She's a realtor from Toronto, Ontario.
She's a what?
She's a realtor.
Oh, there it is.
A realtor.
Realtor.
Realtor?
The A is before the
realtor.
The realtor.
No? I say it how I want to say it.
Two syllables.
Up under. Prowless.
So, also, like, if you don't listen to our show regularly, there's something that I should probably explain. The way that I evaluate the women on The Bachelor, the contestants, mm-hmm. is how I personally feel attracted to them.
Right.
I feel like Caitlin doesn't have too much of a long run per Colton's buttons.
Right.
But she pushes most of mine.
Oh, she really does.
She like, this is my dream. She's like little and super cute, hot.
Great head of hair.
Yeah, great hair.
Smiley, dimples.
Yeah, literally it's all on the table. Didn't do anything on the show, but physically, this is something I'm approving of.
I'm curious. She really didn't say much of anything. So do you think she'd stimulate your mind or just your eyeballs?
I'm not looking for mental stimulation out of a pool of Bachelor contestants.
My mistake.
That is a fool's errand.
So sorry. Next up is Cassie, the speech pathologist by day, surfer also by day, from Huntington Beach, California. Cassie had a really good showing tonight.
She's got it all. This girl's going to go a long time.
Yes. She came out of the limo with the butterflies and noticed...
They were dead. No, they were all dead.
They were fake butterflies.
She turned it over. Oh, okay.
They were fake butterflies, you dummy.
Well, they weren't alive butterflies. That's for sure.
So Colton actually saved one of the butterflies that she spilled out of the box.
She's also like
his jacket.
She was also like girl number two or three at the limo. Yes. So he may have just been trying to keep up with all of them.
I don't know. So he had a really good connection with her. The other thing that I will mention is that Cassie has this kind of very cool girl boho thing happening, like boho tomboy-esque thing. If you look at her outfit from tonight, it was very flowy. Like, she was wearing wedge sandals versus high-heel stilettos.
She doesn't even go here.
Very, like, what Reformation would want in a model for their clothing if they were choosing quote-unquote real girls. Cassie has that vibe, which Cassie's... I find to be interesting, especially based on Colton when he talked about his background and where he's from. I would be curious to see how that might mesh long-term.
Cassie is like an actual catch. She's a speech pathologist.
She is.
She knows sign language.
The sign language thing really got your gears all grind.
Yeah. I think everyone should know sign language.
Okay.
And, she doesn't look like her picture. She looks way better than her picture.
She looks way better than her picture, for sure.
You know, which is something.
Yep.
These photographers, you know.
They're hit and miss.
Yeah, they really are. I think Cassie is a long-term threat in this.
For sure.
There's really only a handful of women who you're like, that person could be married to anyone right now. And
right.
She's one of them.
Cassie's a slow burn, for sure.
Yeah, let's move on to Catherine, who is the obvious villain of this season.
Ooh!
So to start... this is something that I pinpointed before anything even started, just looking at the things. She's a DJ from Fort Lauderdale. So, like, number one, that. Number two, her entire face is reconstructive surgery.
Yep.
Well, I guess reconstructive surgery sounds like something bad might have happened to you.
Nothing bad happened. This was elective surgery.
Elective surgery. Her lips are fake. Her nose is fake. Her cheeks and forehead are fake.
Ooh, her nose. Loads of Botox.
She brought a dog, which... plays into it. Like, she did the research.
But
she brought her dog.
Here's the thing. I don't think she brought the dog out of kindness for Colton and wanting to sort of share the experience of having a dog with him. I think she brought the dog because she's that kind of... You know what I'm saying?
She brought the dog and she was like, okay, you take care of this until I'm done. Which is not the right way to do the dog.
No.
You don't want to give somebody homework. You don't want to give somebody a living being to take care of.
And that also makes me think that, yeah, you have a dog, but do you love your dog?
Absolutely not.
You know?
She's dressed like a Disney villain, too. She has this, like, really tight, tiny dress.
Not to say that there's anything wrong with looking like a Disney
not
villain.
Not to say there's anything wrong with that. Right. She's this, like, bright red, tiny, tight dress.
It was almost a cape, which I was getting to a little bit.
It's got these flared out arms,
a cape.
So you could still cast spells or something from it.
Yeah,
if you pointed your finger at it, there'd be dress, like, drooping below you.
She's a Slytherin for sure.
She's a problem. She's going to be in the show for a while because she's going to be all the drama.
What? D-R-A-M-A. Drama. Right there.
So one of the other things that caused a lot of issues with Catherine tonight was that she interrupted several of the girls.
At least four times.
To talk to Colton. And that rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
It's going to take a lot to keep her satisfied.
Yes. And sounds like a lot of work that I don't want to do.
And the producers will keep her on the show forever.
They sure will. Next up is Courtney. Courtney, actually, from the trailer, which we will get to in our final segment, Bold Predictions, seemed like she had a lot of PT in the trailer. I didn't get a strong personality read on her. She's a caterer from Atlanta. She came out of the limo with the Georgia Peach.
That's a great move for her job and like city location. Perfect move.
Yes. And I think she probably needs to talk more about what she likes to cook, because that is going to move mountains.
She's a lot of forehead.
Yeah.
Which is like not something I find particularly attractive or unattractive. It's just really noticeable.
She's not turning me on like some of the other brown girls are.
Well, she's not like, she's attractive, but she's not like Tayshia, you know?
I mean, she's no Katie, so. You
know? Oh, yeah, obviously. Let's keep moving to Demi.
Oh, Demi, my God.
One of the outstanding characters in this episode.
This is wild.
She's like 3'5", 12 pounds, 23 years old, and this little like rootin' tootin' tiny Texan thing. She's, there's a lot to say. First of all, she is trying so hard to be this stereotypical cowgirl thing.
Mm-hmm. But, small town Texas, blah, blah, blah.
But at the same time, I have a theory about her.
Uh-oh.
At the same time, her mom is in prison.
For what, Adam?
What she said was embezzlement, but here's my theory. That's a cover-up.
So
you want to make it sound like it's white-collar crime. Here's what really happened.
What happened?
She was born, and her mom locked her up room style in a tiny underground bunker and just force fed her country music to establish her idea of what a woman is.
Oh.
And that's why she believes that she is the thing that she believes.
Now, I thought you were going to say her mom was actually the pizza bomber.
No, but listen, if you have theories, get them out.
That's my theory. You know, I thought they did a video on Demi before the show, and she said, yeah, my mom is in federal prison for embezzlement, but by the time we get to hometown, she'll be out of jail. What?
shouldn't you be there?
I mean, you think you'd be at home, but you know what? She probably won't make it that far. She also was the first out of the limo, so I felt like that's a prime spot. You know, usually they put people in certain spots.
She's a
and
big
spend
personality.
Certain time on people, so yeah, this is pretty wild to me. The prison thing, I can't get over that.
There's a lot there.
Yeah.
I could never be in a relationship because who she is and she thinks she is
are two different people. Yeah.
Impenetrable gap between them.
Definitely. Next up is Elise, the redhead from Alaska. I think she's mad hot. I really am into her.
I think she can get the
Okay. Then on to the pros. She is really cute. She seems super fun. She did the fishing in the pool thing, which I think is hilarious. I don't know. Elise is doing it for me. Do I have a thing for redheads? I was talking about Amy Adams earlier, which is warranted.
Sometimes we sit here and I'm like, do I have a thing for redheads?
You know, I love Jessica Chastain.
Well, yeah, but like, that's not the same thing.
And then Teresa and, you know.
But like, this woman does not have it. I mean, first of all, I think she might be one of the oldest women on the show. She's 31.
So?
Well, no, I'm not saying that's
what the wrong. Hell is that supposed to mean?
Like, in
you
a
you got
room,
something to say?
Yeah. In a room full of 23-year-olds, a 31-year-old stands out. And when you're all living together, that is a situation for disaster. It's not a good or bad thing. It's not like she's better or worse than these women. But she's going to get shut out very hard.
Listen, if
also,
she's
ugly.
She's not ugly. If she's doing makeup, she could do a full beat so she can at least look 25.
Counterpoint. If she's doing makeup and she looks that ugly, what does she look like without it?
On to the next one.
The next one is Erica. She's nuts.
Okay.
Her last name is McNutt.
That's right.
And she brought him a bag of nuts. And she's like, my friends call me nuts because my name's McNutt. I'm like, your friends call you nuts because you're insane.
You know, I thought that was funny. I would also like to address that a lot of girls played the what's my name card. I thought that's a little aggressive. Does anybody think that's a little aggressive? Do you remember my name?
I do. What? 30 people's name in like an instant?
That seems really crazy.
She also asked why he's a virgin.
Okay, that was wildly
obviously, it's personal choice. Look at him. He's not hard up for options. All of you were throwing yourselves at him and you don't even know him.
And let's not get it twisted. He's done everything but
yes.
Girl. Like, come on.
With Allie Raisman, so you should feel like you're on hallowed ground.
Yeah, I mean, please. I mean, it is literally a gift. a gift that she didn't have sex with him.
You, to be breathing the same air that he did, you're lucky. I don't think Erica has much of a chance. She's classic episode 2-3 fodder.
I think so.
Right.
Next up is Hannah B. So Hannah B is our other pageant queen. She is Miss Alabama 2018 from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. She's sweet, seems a little neurotic. Interestingly enough, as we discussed, her and Kaylin were in pageants together. She actually lost Miss USA to her.
Well, she didn't lose her. Everyone, they both lost.
Everybody.
But Kaylin made it first.
Right, but, you know, she beat her, essentially. Like a dead horse.
that's exactly what I was thinking of.
I know you were.
Also, I was thinking of she beat her. Like, they were both out on stage wearing their, like, gowns and sashes, and one of them turns to the other and just starts
and just
beating
whacked
her.
Whacked on her. That was her talent.
It was a ladder match.
So, you know, Hannah, like I said, seems a little neurotic, a little sort of...
She said, "I'm a total train wreck." First words out of her
mouth. Oh my god, that's right. I forgot. She literally said, "By the way, I'm a total train wreck." Not great to say on TV.
No.
But she does seem like she's on the show for a while, so maybe that's hot.
She's only kissed four guys, which is something that I think she and Colton will bond over, sort of like selectivity.
Listen, at 23 years old, you kiss four guys. This is not a newsflash.
With these other women on here? I think it is.
I don't know.
I
mean, but you know, if you're playing that whole Southern Belle storyline and we only kiss four guys, like, come on.
Yeah, Hannah B. takes a great picture. It doesn't look that good in real life.
She does take a great picture, I will say that.
Good picture.
And does anybody think that some of these pageant queens have a leg up on the competition because they've got a ton of gowns because that's literally what they do?
No. I mean, they had to buy those too, and... these women all had to buy these gowns, so...
Yeah, but I mean, you got a closet full of gowns that nobody's ever seen before. You might as well use them.
I mean, I don't know, I guess.
I know, you don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah, I'm not here to talk about their wardrobe.
No.
Coming up next, we have the winner of episode one.
Yeah?
The first rose recipient, Hannah G., also from Alabama.
Yes.
Hannah G. is like what a human being would be like... if a tube of lip gloss evolved to just barely the bare minimum size of a person.
You know, we've been playing a lot of Smash Brothers. She reminds me of the physical manifestation of Peach.
She is. I mean, she's like cute and everything, but she's like tiny and shiny and sparkly.
I think
sparkly.
She's smaller than me, and I'm small.
Is it that we have so many young people? Like, they just aren't growing, or they just aren't widening yet?
I do think the size is...
There's so many tiny... Or maybe
so many tiny
It's
people.
Just that he's
large?
This gigantic destroyer of universes.
I mean, what is the dichotomy here? He's Godzilla.
She's lip gloss who can walk around.
Right. She seems really sweet. She did get the first impression rose.
She's super cute and bubbly. Like,
yeah.
this is Bachelor TV. Like,
yeah.
She is Bachelor TV. And
she's
like,
a sweet nothing. She's Lauren B.
And also... it should be pointed out, the first rose recipient always makes the final four and most of the time wins.
Yeah.
So she is your early front runner.
Let's not get excited.
I mean, she's a little blonde thing. There are a ton of them. Like, I don't mean little. I mean, she's a minuscule blonde thing. And there's a ton of them this year. And they're all 23.
Mm-hmm.
So
boring.
Maybe that's what he's into. You know, I don't know. But she is currently winning.
Great. Next up is Heather, who's 22 from Carlsbad, California. Her occupation is never been kissed, so she's probably an account manager or an account executive at some company.
She's only 22. She might still be in college.
That is true. On Heather, everything is long. It's got long hair, it's got long arms, it's got a long body.
Got long teeth.
Long teeth.
She takes
a bad picture. She looks way different in person.
That's definitely true. She looks way better than her picture.
Yes.
But she is a human, like, Venus flytrap.
She's
very thin.
Ugh.
She has an enormous mouth and teeth.
Yeah.
She is just all-consuming with that. I think she's too boring to make it very far.
She's also a virgin, so that's something to talk about.
That doesn't mean they're compatible.
No, it does not.
No. She's
next.
So thin.
Thank you, next.
Let's skip over Jane because she's not there anymore.
Sorry, Jane.
Boy,
bye.
Is she hot. I'll still follow her on Instagram. We're going to come up to, I think, probably the house favorite consensus at this point. It's Katie.
Oh, my God, Katie.
I think Katie is our front runner.
I love Katie so much.
She's a medical sales rep.
She loves to dance.
She's a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she works out like an animal, mm-hmm. like Colton.
I like that.
That was in her video thing. She did a magic trick. It was kind of dumb because there was a V card involved, but I was like, listen.
LOL, I'll take it.
I don't know if anyone knows about my buttons or not.
But you're pushing it.
Magic tricks. Ugh. Wow.
Give me a break.
I hate to be so stereotypical, but.
In terms of what?
I read. I like magic tricks.
Not reading again.
I like puzzles. Yeah, she got the second kiss from him. So Katie, she's obviously at the top of his list.
I adore Katie for more reasons than one. She seems very cool. She's very confident. She's at ease with herself. She knows who she is. I mean,
super hot too.
Super hot. Like, she looks way better in person than she does in pictures. And the other thing that I want to mention here, we skipped over one of the girls. I think it was Annie, maybe. Annie, Katie, and another girl that we will get to, Sydney, were all three on Ellen when Colton was announced to be The Bachelor. And so it is unclear in the timeline of when they shot the show and when they filmed that experience when they were on the Ellen show, if which happened first, if that was a group date thing that occurred on the Ellen show, or if that was a true first look.
Because that would give you an advantage.
That would definitely give you an advantage. But it's interesting that he selected Katie, who was part of that. And then I think it was maybe Annie. I'll come back to it. And then Sydney, who we'll mention later. But
who is still in also.
Who is still in. And I think it was Annie. And I just love Katie. I love Katie. I mean, is Katie the new CN? I don't know. But let's not get crazy.
I wouldn't say that.
Let's not get crazy.
First of all, she's not that hot.
No.
But anyway, let's go to Kirpa.
Kirpa.
Dental hygienist, 26, lives in LA. Like, whatever.
She seems sweet.
I like her.
I would have chosen a different dress, but that's not up to me.
Yeah. She's a little bit weird. They did the video on her. She was like, man, I hope he flosses.
Yeah, she's a
I was like, listen,
guess.
No one flosses.
Hello. We were just talking about that today.
Yeah, she's a very sparkly kind of person.
Sure.
She's very attractive.
She's sweet.
I like her, but there's not a lot else to say.
It's not changing my life.
Right.
Yeah. Next up is Nicole from Miami, Florida. She is a social media coordinator. She's Cuban, speaks Spanish. I really enjoyed Nicole. She seems like, among a lot of the girls, the voice of reason in the house, as we always like to pinpoint. There's always one woman in the house that is very cool, calm, collected, and seems to be the one that can make sense of everything. And Nicole seems like that person.
I want to like Nicole.
I love her.
I want to. I very much want to because of her brother, AJ, initials.
Boy.
She's a brother with autism,
mm-hmm.
you know, which makes me very sympathetic to her. I just feel like she's one of those people who's like a beat slow about everything, and she's just basically dead.
I think she's observant, could be a word to use.
I like a slow reaction time to things is not, that does not mesh. I mean, these people know, they listen to us talk, we're fast. Like,
you're
that's
sharp.
You know, that's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for somebody who needs to process. You know?
That's rude.
I really do want to like her.
Maybe she's a slow burn.
She'll get second, third chances. It's not like she's instantly gone like Catherine or somebody, but like
Or Jane.
I feel like she's very, Jane, don't even get me started.
Sorry, Adam.
How could you let her go?
I shouldn't have brought it up. Next up is Onyeka from Dallas, Texas. Her family is Nigerian. That's her big story, but she is going to be a live wire this season. Not going to take a lot of funny business from people, and it is very clear that will be in play.
She said it already. They were talking to her about herself in her little video, and she was like, yeah, I think I'm a lot to handle. So, like, that's three strikes instantly.
Yeah.
If you already think that, like, you're going to be worse than you think. And, you know, I think she's going to stay in for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be the voice of the house.
And I think she'll be a friend of the house.
She's going to be the most fun person on the show for us to watch.
I agree.
Because she's very exciting and she's very lively. And, she's attractive and everything. She's just, like, it's the kind of person you want to set your buddy up with. but you don't want to date because you know it's a train wreck.
Yeah. The other thing that I would be very interested to hear from her, if her parents are okay with her even being on the show, if I know anything, any small thing that I know about Nigerian parents, they would be furious about this.
Why?
This is not up to code.
Her parents got engaged after knowing each other for 2 weeks.
Again, not up to code.
Right, but I think they might be a little bit more sympathetic because they were like, yeah, we knew right away, so we had no problems. We just got engaged right there.
She's on a reality television show selling her image to be betrothed to a man of esteemed wealth, to be on a show with a guy who's a former football player / philanthropist / social media celebrity when she could be marrying a doctor.
I guess so.
No.
Let's go on to Sydney.
Sydney.
Sydney was, or maybe is, a dancer for the New York Knicks.
27.
Super hot.
Love Sydney.
She potentially quit her job for this, or potentially just is now going to dance in L.A. instead of in New York.
Allegedly.
Hard to tell. She is, number one, very fun, very calm on camera. I mean, obviously she dances for the Knicks, so she's on camera like all the time.
And it's
in front of crowds all the time.
Mm-hmm. I like her a lot.
She, you will hear from me about her later, you know, because we have a segment for that. Anyway,
next up is Tayshia. I love Tayshia. Tayshia is the phlebotomist from Corona Del Mar. Phlebotomy is the work of someone who lets blood, takes blood, correct?
They let blood do whatever it wants.
Yeah. The blood gonna do what the blood gonna do.
What do they do with the blood? Or they just let it?
They just let it.
Yeah.
Right.
She deals with blood. She's a some sort of medical professional dealing with blood.
Yes. She is sweet, adorable. She was one of the first few people that came out of the limos. I was excited to see her. She seems just like a bright, fun, exciting person.
Yeah, she looked at the philanthropy stuff that he does, which is something you do if you're taking this seriously.
Yeah, and you know, it was interesting that she said when she came out of the limo, she said, I don't know a lot about you, but the one thing that I do know is, and I was thinking in my mind, like, don't say virginity, don't say virginity, don't say virginity. And she went to the philanthropy stuff. And I said, yes, sis, that is what I'm talking about. So that was super, super nice.
Also super good looking, except for the chin. Like, perfect looking except for the chin.
Sharp chin.
The last contestant, and alphabetically last and also just last in our hearts. It's Tracy, the wardrobe stylist, the curious Rose, the how the fuck is she still in the game type person. She did absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
She
came out in a cop car.
She looks way out of place.
She came out in a cop car. That's what she did.
She did.
Now, this is funny. I don't know if you guys or if anybody listening watches RuPaul's Drag Race. Tracy favors one of the drag queens by the name of Alyssa Edwards. If you'd like to Google it, please do and get back to us.
So that's all of them.
That's everybody.
I got a top four power rankings.
I also have a top four.
You have a top four?
Yep.
Let's burn through them.
Let's just do it.
Boom, 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 boom.
Who's your number four?
My number four is Caitlyn. She's tiny and cute.
Okay. My number four is Caitlyn.
Whoa. I said Caitlyn. You said Caitlyn.
I said
crazy.
Crazy. It's the same name.
Mine's got a T in it.
Mine doesn't. So the pageant queen of the North Carolinas, she's mine.
There's only one North Carolina.
Okay.
My number three is Katie.
Mm-hmm.
She's, I feel very strongly about my top three. She's great.
Yeah. My number three is Cassie. She had a great episode. The speech pathology piece is really rocking socks. And you know, she's got a nice set of cans among all of that, surfing.
All right. You said it. My number two is Kirpa.
Oh.
I'm very into her whole thing.
That's so sad.
What?
Honey, she's not going to make it.
She might.
Okay.
I'm just telling you who I'm the most attracted to right now.
Guys,
I'm not picking a winner. I'm telling you who I want to be with as of now.
If you haven't listened to the show, Adam does his top four incorrectly. He selects who he would like to be with versus who's actually going to win the show.
I think these people are sitting around here listening to the show like, I wonder who Adam would like to be with.
don't think so.
If they got their own opinions, I'm going to let them discover who's going to go on their own. I'm just trying to let them know who I want to be with. That's why they listen to the show.
Honey, I've already tried to explain to people what single at work means. I can't explain this. I can't.
Does this count? Is this a job for me? Am I single right now?
Yes.
Stop calling me honey. You're going to blow up my spots.
Sorry. My number two is Hannah. There's two Hannahs. So it's Hannah G, not Hannah the beauty queen Hannah. The one that he picked for the first impression rose.
The sparkly glitter bomb.
Sparkly glitter bomb. She's very cute. He is charmed by her petiteness. Usually big guys like small girls. There's a thing about the doll-like quality.
It appears I haven't picked any blondes.
Huh. What's that about?
What a surprise. 12 seasons in a row.
I mean, it's insane. I wonder if any of those girls wear glasses. We'll see next week.
Oh, boy. Easy way under the list.
Definitely Kirpa wears glasses.
My number one is Sydney. She is just a hell of a thing.
Sydney's hot.
She's, I thought it was going to be Jane, but no, totally, it was Sydney. It's the one I'm going, you know, thinking about. So,
you know, I really care about you, Adam, and I want you to have all the things in life that you deserve, but she's too tall for you.
I don't care about that. I don't care about dumb things like, you know, heightsists like you are. I don't believe in that kind of stuff. I just want somebody who's cool.
My number one is obviously Katie.
And can get me courtside tickets. All right, go ahead.
My number one is obviously Katie. She is the best. She is amazing. I want everything good in life to happen to her and only to her.
I agree. She's on my list, too.
Great. So, on to bold predictions. Based on the trailer, based on what we know about this season, based on Colton being a former fat kid, what can we expect for this season? All the way pretty much through March, right?
Through the end of it.
Yeah.
I would think.
Something like that.
At some point in there?
Yeah.
Do you have one?
A bold prediction?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like... And, you know, the editing is careful because we got a lot of blondes on the show and not so many brown girls. So they can't really show a bunch of brown girls. But it seems like Tayshia's on the show for a while.
Yes. Tayshia's on the show for a while.
And Courtney's on the show a bunch. But then I would also like to say that there's something that seems to be going on. Maybe one of the girls pushes Colton to do something that he's not interested in doing. The fantasy suite sort of... fence jump seems to be a pretty big serious issue this season, but again, you know, they cut stuff into the trailer that we ultimately never end up seeing in the final footage.
It's all fake.
You know, remember that one season where somebody was bleeding and then come to find out somebody rolled out of the bunk bed on his own, you know, and we thought it was a fight.
It was just last season.
So, you know, I could make bold predictions, I could say crazy stuff, but we really don't know what's going to happen, but I think they're going to go to some great locations. They're going to go to Singapore. Somebody is going to start sweating profusely when they go to Singapore.
Everyone, because it's humid AF there.
It is so humid in Singapore. How much was iced coffee when you went? You said they gave it to you in bags, right?
I will tell everyone about it when we get to those episodes.
Yay,
yes,
Singapore!
You can get an iced coffee in a bag for like a quarter or something.
Cool.
And it's delicious.
Is it super strong? You said they put like condensed milk in it or something like that.
There was condensed milk and it was not as sugared nearly as what we have here. It's a lot more bitter. But
interesting.
Yeah, we'll talk about it then.
Cool. Guys, thanks for joining us for the first episode of 25 to Life for this season, for Colton's season. We appreciate you. We care about you. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, bye.
You know, I think when a man loves a woman, there's so much more you can do in a fantasy suite.
Yeah.
We never wear underwear.
There was a big group of women.
That's sort of evil.
Now we're rolling with it. Will he, won't he? I did things my way. It wasn't perfect. I'm not perfect, but I tried my best. I'm having fun. I loved it. I'm very excited.